In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My friends, with Christmas now just 1 week away, it's good to remind ourselves that this celebration, it's not about what. It's not about what you will get and what you will not. It's not about which family members are going to be happy and which ones are going to be upset. And it's definitely not about what will make the day perfect and what would ruin it. But rather, Christmas is about whom, and not about what. For Christmas always is and always will be about Jesus Christ. Whether the world wants to accept him or not, whether some of our friends or even family members want to accept him or not, Christmas will always be about Jesus Christ. The same Christ of which our Blessed Mother offered her fiat, let it be done, not for her glory, but for the salvation of the world. The same Christ that the silent saint, Saint Joseph, trusted the will of God over the humiliation of man and welcomed his adopted son, Jesus, not only into his home, but more importantly, into his heart. And the same Christ that asked to be born into each and every one of our hearts every single day, because he truly is Emmanuel, God is with us. Now here's the repeat. Story, short story, true story, repeated story. In 1994, two American missionaries answered an invitation from the Russian Department of Education to teach morals and ethics based on biblical principles. In public schools, they were also invited to teach in prisons, businesses, fire and police departments, and also in a large orphanage. It was in the orphanage, which held about 100 boys and girls who had been abandoned, abused, and left in the care of this government-run program. And this is the missionary story in their own words. They said it was nearly Christmas 1994, and it was time for the orphans to hear for the very first time the true story of Christmas. And so we told them about Mary and Joseph arriving in Bethlehem and finding no room in the inn. They went to a stable where the baby Jesus was born and placed in a manger. It was throughout the story that the children and the orphanage staff members sat in amazement as they listened. Some sat on the edge of their chairs trying to take in every single word. And upon completing the story, we gave the children many things to build their own manger so that they could have their own creche scene to remind them of Christ and Christmas. While the orphans were busy assembling their mangers, I walked among them to see if any of the children needed any help. And all went very well until I got to one little table, a table where Luca sat. Luca looked to be about 6 years old, and he had just finished his project. And as I looked at the boy's manger, I was startled not to see not one, but two babies in the manger. Quickly, I called for the translator to ask Luca why there were two babies in the manger. And crossing his arms in front of him and looking at his completed manger scene, the boy began to repeat the story he had just heard very seriously. And for such a young child who'd only heard the story once, he related the happenings accurately, until he came to the part where Mary placed the baby Jesus in the manger. Then Luca began to ad lib. Luca made up his own ending to the story when he said, "And when Mary laid the baby in the manger, Jesus looked up at me and asked if I had a place to stay. I told him, 'I'm an orphan. I have no mother or father. I have no one, and I have no place to stay.' Then Jesus told me I could stay with him. But I told him I couldn't because I didn't have a gift to give him like everybody else. But I wanted to stay with Jesus so much. So I thought about what I had that maybe I could use for a gift. So I asked Jesus, 'If I keep you warm, if I keep you warm, will that be a good enough gift?' And Jesus told me, 'If you keep me warm, that will be the best gift anybody ever gave me.' So I got into the manger, and Jesus looked at me, and he told me that I could stay with him for always. As Luca finished his story, his brown eyes brimmed with tears that splashed down his cheeks, and putting his hands over his face, his head dropped to the table, and his shoulders began to shake as he sobbed and sobbed. For this little orphan finally found someone who would never abandon him or abuse him, someone who would stay with him for always. My friends, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And truly, God is with us. He is with us in the birth of Christ. And you can trust that Jesus will never abandon or abuse us. And he is truly someone who will love and stay with us always. So next week, come young and old, come believer and non-believer, come faithful and unfaithful, come, let us adore him, for he truly is Christ the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.